No, no, suelta, ya el cable si quiere lo pincha.
Thank you for calling XPO. This is George speaking. May I help you?
Hi, my name is Jeffrey. Are you ready for the customer order number?
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
What's that order number?
Well, the order number is going to be 07-08. Vamos a prepararle el dibujo. 07-08 has an apple, 69-E has an elephant.
I'm sorry, number you started over? It's 07-08, A is an alpha?
Uh-huh. 69-E has an elephant and 6. No, vamos a... Vamos a recoger esta señal. Estoy hablando con esta gente para darle a saber lo que está pasando, porque yo sé que allá esto me va a salir con eso. Do you got it?
One moment.
Tom Corish Lake.
Okay, Tom Persley?
Yeah.
Okay, how may I help you on this?
Okay, so first thing, when I called the customer and explained him why we was going to get late, he was mad and he gave me an attitude saying that, well, what happened in the other house, that's not his problem. And I told him that we are stuck in traffic too because we got stuck in traffic like 30, 45 minutes, and he was like, I don't care. That's not my problem. So that's one. The first one, the second one, we got to the house, and we start doing everything, and he been, like, bothering me and the mean, like, trying to take the mission, and I tell him, sir, this is how this go, blah, 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 blah. And plus, when I get to the microwave, when I get to the microwave, and I explain him that he got a tiles, and we don't drill tiles. And I explain him, he give me attitude. He was like, oh, if you're going to do it, I don't care, but I'm about to call the customer service and cancel the order. And I don't feel comfortable. I just call him to let you know, so you guys can put a note saying what's going on, and I'm still going to do the process. But I just want to you not take that shit, that in the system.
Okay. So let me just get that down, make sure I have everything down real quick. And you said your name was Jeffrey, correct?
Jeffrey, yeah.
Okay, one moment.
Mm-mm. That I saw, I
see. And you said he's currently bothering you about the microwave because the microwave has what, tiles?
No. Okay. When we was taking the fridge out, mm-hmm. I take a look real quick of the microwave, and I see that the microwave that he bought is a little taller than the one that he got. So what that means? That means that gonna have to do the bracket in the top of the tile. And I was trying to explain him that we don't do that. And he said that
we gotta do it. Yeah. Like, do it.
Yeah.
So are you going to situate that microwave, did he concede that you can't do that?
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. If I don't have to drill the tile, I will do it. I will finish. But if I have to drill the tile, I am not going to do it because I am not going to pay that tile.
Yeah, no problem. So you're just going to see what you can do. Okay? So you're not getting, you haven't gotten to the microwave yet, have you?
I don't know. No, not yet. I'm about, when I finish the fridge, I'm about to start doing the microwave.
Okay, one moment.
How come I say what you like?
Okay, so for now, there's no additional service or anything like that needed. You're just telling me, you know, forewarning, you're going to try to do what you can for the microwave, but there's, you know, if you have to drill, then you just won't be able to do it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll notate that. Is there anything else you want me to notate for you?
That'll be it. I think this is a slight in his range, but you're going to have to call DOD, and that's going to take forever. I just call you guys to let you know what's going on. That's fine.
Okay, you said, wait, you said it was a slight in range?
Yeah, but that's fine. That, for that, you're going to have to call customers. You're going to have to call customer service to get the release code, but that's fine. That's never mind.
Okay, so
that's going to take time, man. I want to leave.
Okay, so you don't want a breeze code for the slide-in range?
If you can do it. I just don't want to be in the phone waiting a lot. But I got a slide-in range.
No, I understand. But I just, you know, my job as well. So tell me about the range. You said it is an electric range. It's a slide-in range. So what do you need the breeze code for?
Yeah, so I can get paid for the slide-in range.
To pay for the slide-in range?
Yeah, I think I get paid for the slide-in range.
Okay, I see an electric range here on the order.
Yeah, it's an electric, but it is a slide-in.
Okay, one moment then. And do you have a SKU for that?
Let me see if I can... You know what? Never mind. I want to do this house. I want to leave. Never mind.
So you're perfectly right now okay with doing you're perfectly okay with doing the slide in range and not getting paid for the slide in range.
Right now, how I said, I don't feel comfortable in this house. What I want to do is finish the house.
Okay, so
and right now I'm going to do it.
So you're going to do the slide in range and you're okay with getting paid as it being an electric range.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll.
I know. I don't get paid for the little one, but that's fine. How I said, I just want you to notate what I tell you, just in case when I get to the microwave, when I call you guys that have in the system.
All right, no problem. I'll have that notated. All right. Well, I hope everything turns out to be okay, and I hope you get out of there as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling.